This recap of On Asphalt Bones runs from mini episode 1 to mini episode 3, encapsulating episodes 1 to 8 of the original run, season 1, if you will. It does not spoil content in episode 9, the season 1 finale, and onwards. This recap contains... oh boy. Apocalypse, isolation, separation of parent and child, parallels to the COVID-19 pandemic, references to homelessness and starvation, reference to mental illness, reference to medical/psychological malpractice, allusion and reference to suicide, jarring, sudden, loud noises, implied child death, implied death of a main character, parental neglect, parental abuse, absentee parents, depiction of insanity, audio depiction of death, gore/body horror in audio, police, guns, including sound effects, abduction, cults, stalking. If you think that you may be sensitive to any of these materials, the show may not be for you. Listener discretion is advised. Listless Network presents On Asphalt Bones, Season 1 Recap. This is the end. Again.
This is the end. An end, of sorts, perhaps, but the end, nonetheless. There is an eye. It is not solitary, but connected by a belt that shines with an intensity characterized and inspired by the sun.
As you may know, the unidentified flying object that encapsulated Earth between 1200 and 1300 hours GMT has not yet been destroyed. It remained inanimate for 10 hours, but at 2000 hours GMT, it has reportedly delivered a number to every human on Earth in an event we will henceforth refer to as Watershed.
That's what they're calling it, huh? That thing... it wasn't judgment, it was death. I just... When do you think they'll let me out of here? I want to see my kid.
If science hasn't prevailed, perhaps theology will. Didn't help that I could find no knowledge of my own score within me. This will suffice for now.
Speaking of the end of the world...
Christ, where did you come from?
I was wondering if either of you lovely humans wanted the updates on my doomsday bunker.
The Testament of David Ashton. The first four prophecies of the Day of Judgment. Dictated by... the only person stupid enough to give it the time of day, I guess.
I saw the fire brighter than the sun, and with all its awful potential. A wasteland decimated by some kind of impact. A monstrosity of human limbs, which people worshipped as God. I shall not speak its name. This... is my testament.
Is it of the same kind as the judgment, or is it... something else? Something worse? Something... ineffable? I don't even know my own name.
Mummy said we weren't allowed to go outside. Daddy isn't coming back, is he? I said. It was more of a statement than a question. I'm going to go go outside.
Judgment?
The
eye in the sky?
No.
Ineffable!
Welcome back, prick. I'm gonna stop thinking in 3, 2, 1.
What, a huge eye appears in the sky and it's all tea and biscuits? Ugh, God damn it, I need answers. What is my purpose if I have one at all?
That thing, it took them, it made them part of its thing. It turned them on the spot. One voice sat there saying the same word over and over.
Ineffable. Ineffable. Ineffable.
Ugh. You get the idea. The creature saw me, but didn't take me. If you listen to this, that word and that number, I don't know what they mean, but keep away from them. Please.
It set up satellite radio equipment. But for what? What is it trying to achieve? Surely the signal's just going to get lost up there or collide with the judge. Oh. I see. It's attacking the judgment directly, manifesting within it whatever it is like on the inside.
You wouldn't. Go on then. Do it. Shoot me. Kill and maim and tear and break, just like the god you claim to hate, yet to whom all will fall.
I'm more human than you'll ever be. It was going to kill me. I've got no doubts.
I saw the two gods once again, and those who would serve them. I saw how the silencer brings about the ineffable too. Perhaps I'll leave, just to spite you.
David Ashton.
Silencer?
Actually, they've been calling me Vault. Places to go, people to be, and all of that. Shame. A waste of good blood. This is the end. An end of sorts, perhaps. Of the most final kind. So, go on. Just say the word, my Inquisitor.
On Asphalt Bones is a strictly fictional podcast distributed free of charge by the Listless Network under a Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike 4.0 international license. This recap consists of archive footage written by Scarlett Foster and Alex Abrams, with additional script editing by Sammy Christiansen and Greg Kilgour. It featured archive footage of Megan Charlo as the Inquisitor, Catherine Dev Andruskova as the Reporter, Devin McLaughlin as the Soldier, Jordan Hendrickson as Jesse, Morgan Greensmith as Tyler, Ben Phantom as David Ashton, Greg Kilgour as The Child, Sammy Christiansen as The Officer, Alana Rogers as Taken Officer, Chloe Peterson as The Vault, and me, Scarlett, doing the outro. Bet you didn't see that one coming. For more information, as well as show transcripts and additional content, please check our show notes, follow us on Instagram, Tumblr, and the website formerly known as Twitter at On Asphalt Bones, and check out our website at www.onasphaltbones.com. listlessnetwork.com. Thank you for listening, and remember, this is not the end, even if it feels like it.